堂听 class.com。
Number one, talking with one's professor. Professor, may I speak with you?
Sure, John. What's the problem?
I'm having trouble with the last mathematics exercise. I was wondering if you had time to help me.
I'd be happy to. Which ones are giving you trouble?
These here. You know, I'm not really sure why we have to learn this stuff. How is mathematics going to help me?If I'm playing baseball for a living.
For one thing, you don't know if you can play baseball for a living. There's heavy competition. You would need an education to fall back on if you don't make the pros.
I don't care about the competition. I want to play in the pros. I'm going to make it. You'll see. I've already got a scholarship at State College.
That's great, John, but you must know thatTo stay in college, you need to pass your classes. Some of the classes will be math classes. You ought to consider your feelings about math. It's not as boring as you think. It also gives great skill in problem solving and seeing problems clearly. This is of great help to us in our daily lives.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like it would help my baseball. If I didn't have math class, I could practice an extra hour every day.But I'll think about that, what you said. Number one, talking with one's professor. Professor, may I speak with you?
Sure, John, what's the problem?
I'm having trouble with the last mathematics exercise. I was wondering if you had time to help me.
I'd be happy to. Which ones are giving you the trouble?
These here. You know, I'm not really sure why we have to learn this stuff. How is mathematics going to help me if I'm playing baseball for a living?
For one thing, you don't know if you can play baseball for a living. There's heavy competition. You would need an education to fall back on if you don't make the pros.
I don't care about the competition. I want to play in the pros. I'm going to make it. You'll see. I've already got a scholarship at State College.
That's great, John, but you must know that to stay in college, you need to pass your classes. Some of the classes will be math classes. You ought to reconsider your feelings about math. It's not as boring as you think.It also gives great skill in problem solving and seeing problems clearly. This is of great help to us in our daily lives.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like it would help my baseball. If I didn't have math class, I could practice an extra hour every day. But I'll think about what you said. Number two, on the high school reunion. Rachel, is that you?
Simon, I haven't seen you for 10 years.Nobody's seen you. How are you? Where have you been all these years?
I'm fine. I've been traveling since I finished at the university.
Wow, that's great. How did you find out about our high school reunion?
I was keeping in touch with a couple of guys from our school days. They told me about it. What have you been up to?
I'm working at a bank right now.I'm a teller there. I went to college for a couple of years after high school, got a job, and I've been working there ever since. And you? Are you working?
No, I just returned from Africa last week. I have been teaching there for 5 years. I'm going to try to get a teaching position in Asia, so I'm kind of hanging out until the right job comes along.
Hey!Look over there. That's Jim Davis and Peggy Carlton. They were high school sweethearts. Now they are married. It's amazing to think about how you and the things around you have changed since then.
Sure does. 10 years ago, I would have laughed if you told me I would live in Africa for 5 years.
And I would have laughed if you told me I wouldn't. I used to think I was so adventurous.But here I am now doing the same old 9-to-5 routine.
We can't dwell on the past, can we? I see an old friend coming in now. Bye-bye. Number two, on the high school reunion. Rachel, is that you?
Simon, I haven't seen you for 10 years. Nobody's seen you. How are you? Where have you been all these years?
I'm fine. I've been traveling since I finished at the university.
Wow, that's great. How did you find out about our high school reunion?
I was keeping in touch with a couple of guys from our school days. They told me about it. What have you been up to?
I'm working at a bank right now. I'm a teller there. I went to college for a couple of years after high school, got a job, and I've been working there ever since. And you? Are you working?
No, I just returned from Africa last week. I've been teaching there for 5 years. I'm going to try to get a teaching position in Asia, so I'm kind of hanging out until the right job comes along.
Hey, look over there. That's Jim Davis and Peggy Carlton. They were high school sweethearts. Now they're married. It's amazing to think about how you and the things around you have changed since then.
Sure does. 10 years ago, I would have laughed if you told me I would live in Africa for 5 years.
And I would have laughed if you told me I wouldn't. I used to think I was so adventurous, but here I am now, doing the same old 9-to-5 routine.
We can't dwell on the past, can we? I see an old friend coming in now. Bye-bye.
Number 3. You've come to the right place. Good afternoon, ma'am. Is there something I can help you with?
Yes. I'm interested in a new car. Could you show me some?
Why, I'd be happy to. You've come to the right place. We have easy financing, comprehensive warranty, and excellent service facilities.
I need something economical and roomy. It will be a family car.
I've got just the thing. Take a look at this late model Ford. It's got four-wheel drive. It's great fun in the mountains. On the road or off the road, nothing can stop it. There's also air conditioning and top-of-the-line stereo. The price is only $15,000.
That's a lot of money. I don't need a car like this anyway. I only want to take my kids to school and carry the groceries back from the supermarket. Besides, it's too expensive.
With our easy financing, you can take this car home for only $1,000. Monthly payments of only $300 a month.
But I don't want a four-wheel drive truck. I want a small, inexpensive car. Why don't you show me another?
I'm only trying to help, ma'am. How about this brand new Honda? This one doesn't have air conditioning or stereo, but it does get good gas mileage. This one costs $6,000.
That's more like it. I'll bring my husband by to look at it tonight. Thanks for helping me.
Number 3. You've come to the right place. Good afternoon, ma'am. Is there something I can help you with?
Yes, I'm interested in a new car. Could you show me some?
Why, I'd be happy to. You've come to the right place. We have easy financing, comprehensive warranty, and excellent service facilities.
I need something economical and roomy. It will be the family car.
I've got just the thing. Take a look at this late model Ford. It's got four-wheel drive. It's great fun in the mountains. On the road or off the road, nothing can stop it. There's also air conditioning and top-of-the-line stereo. The price is only $15,000.
That's a lot of money. I don't need a car like this anyway. I only want to take my kids to school and carry the groceries back from the market. Besides, it's too expensive.
With our easy financing, you can take this car home for only $1,000. Monthly payments of only $300 a month.
But I don't want a four-wheel drive truck. I want a small, inexpensive car. Why don't you show me another?
I'm only trying to help, ma'am. How about this brand new Honda? This one doesn't have air conditioning or stereo, but it does get good gas mileage. This one costs $6,000.
That's more like it. I'll bring my husband by to take a look at it tonight. Thanks for helping me.
Number 4. In the hospital.
How are we feeling today, Michael?
I don't know how you are feeling, but I feel terrible.
That's too bad. What's the problem?
This bed is too soft, my legs hurt, and I can't see the TV over my feet.
Of course your legs hurt. They're broken. Are we taking our medicine?
I'm taking it, but it doesn't do any good. You give me something that is supposed to make me sleep, and I'm up all night. I took some painkillers, and now my legs feel worse than ever. I'm totally out of it. I want to watch TV.
I'll lower our legs a little bit so we can watch TV.
They're my legs, not your legs, and I don't want to watch TV with you.
Be careful moving my legs. Please don't drop them. Ah!
I'm sorry, Michael. They slipped out of my hands. Clumsy me. I'll try to be more careful.
Nurse, when can I go home? I think my living room would be safer than the hospital room.
Very funny. I've got a pot of hot tea for you. I'll just put it on a tray on your bed. The doctor will be in to see you soon.
Okay, okay. Please leave before you spill this tea onto my legs. Number 4, in the hospital.
How are we feeling today, Michael?
I don't know how you're feeling, but I feel terrible.
That's too bad. What's the problem?
This bed is too soft, my legs hurt, and I can't see the TV over my feet.
Of course your legs hurt. They're broken. Are we taking our medicine?
I'm taking it, but it doesn't do any good. You give me something that is supposed to make me sleep, and I'm up all night. I took some painkillers, and now my legs feel worse than ever. I'm totally out of it. I want to watch TV.
I'll lower our legs a little bit so we can watch TV.
They're my legs, not your legs, and I don't want to watch TV with you. Be careful moving my legs. Please don't drop them. Ah!
I'm sorry, Michael. They slipped out of my hands. Clumsy me. I'll try to be more careful.
Nurse, when can I go home? I think my living room would be safer than this hospital room.
Very funny. I've got a pot of tea for you. I'll just put it on a tray on your bed. The doctor will be in to see you soon.
Okay, okay. Please leave before you spill the tea on my legs. Number 5. Asking for a salary increase.
Hello, Paul. You wanted to see me?
Yes, I did. But I guess it's not important. I'll just go back to work.
Paul, very often in life we make decisions that, at the time, don't seem very important. But sometimes those very decisions can totally change your life. Take our company, for example. My decision to market automatic coat hangers didn't seem very important 10 years ago. But look where it got me. Now I'm president of a large company. So you see, Paul, maybe your question is important.
Well, I've been thinking. I've worked for you for 3 years already. I think I've been a good employee. I come to work on time every day. I finish my work before the deadlines. I feel my services aren't really appreciated here.
But we do appreciate you. What makes you think like that?
I haven't had a raise since I started working here. I think I deserve a salary increase.
That's why you came to see me? You were right the first time. It's not very important. Now go back to work, Paul.
Yes, Mrs. Wilson. Number 5. Asking for a salary increase.
Hello, Paul. You wanted to see me?
Yes, I did. But I guess it's not important. I'll just go back to work.
Paul, very often in life we make decisions that, at the time, don't seem very important. But sometimes those very decisions can totally change your life. Take our company, for example. My decision to market automatic coat hangers didn't seem very important 10 years ago. But look where it got me. Now I'm the president of a large company. So you see, Paul, maybe your question is important.
Well, I've been thinking. I've worked for you for 3 years already. I think I've been a good employee. I come to work on time every day. I finish my work before the deadlines. I feel my services aren't really appreciated here.
But we do appreciate you. What makes you think like that?
I haven't had a raise since I started working here. I think I deserve a salary increase.
That's why you came to see me? You were right the first time. It's not very important. Now, go back to work, Paul.
Yes, Mrs. Wilson. Number 6. Learning Tai Chi Chuan.
Jack, where did you go this morning?
I went to practice Tai Chi Chuan.
What's that?
It's Kung Fu.
You mean like in those terrible movies from Hong Kong?
No, this is completely different. Tai Chi is a very special form of exercise. It takes long years of diligent practice and a good teacher to master it. You also need plenty of patience.
What do you do with it? Do you fight people?
After many years, Most people think of Tai Chi as being only an exercise for health. However, what most people don't realize is that it is one of the most effective fighting arts. To reach that point, you must practice many years.
It sounds quite difficult. I suppose you must be young and strong to practice Tai Chi.
You should go to the park in the morning. You will see people of all ages practicing. Old men, old women, big and strong, small and weak. Anyone can do it.
Maybe I will go with you one morning, but I don't know if I could be so excited about exercise. I have real trouble getting up before 9 in the morning.
That is a problem. If you feel motivated, give me a call, and we'll go.
Okay, will do.
Number 6. Learning Tai Chi, Twin.
Jack, where did you go this morning?
I went to practice Tai Chi, Twin.
What's that?
It's Kung Fu.
You mean, like in those terrible movies from Hong Kong?
No, it's completely different. Tai Chi is a very special form of exercise. It takes long years of diligent practice and a good teacher to master it. You also need plenty of patience.
What do you do with it? Do you fight people?
After many years, most people think of Tai Chi as being only an exercise for health. However, what most people don't realize is that it is one of the most effective fighting arts. To reach that point, you must practice many years.
It sounds quite difficult. I suppose you must be young and strong to practice Tai Chi.
You should go to the park in the morning. You will see people of all ages practicing. Old men, old women, big and strong, small and weak. Anyone can do it.
Maybe I will go with you one morning, but I don't know if I could be so excited about exercise. I have real trouble getting up before 9 in the morning.
That is a problem. If you feel motivated, give me a call and we'll go.
Okay, will do.
Number 7. Happy birthday, Joyce. Happy birthday, Joyce. How does it feel to be 21? Just think, now you're completely legal. You can go anywhere, do anything. You're free.
You sound so much happier about it than I am. I think being 21 brings more problems than anything else.
Cheer up. Don't be a stick in the mud. What problems could you possibly have on your 21st birthday?
My mother said that I was getting old. She also said that if I want to continue to live in this house, I must pay rent every month. That means I'll have to get a job.
Life is tough. Your mother expects you to work. How unreasonable can you get?
Danny, stop teasing me. She didn't even say happy birthday. I'm her only child. How could she forget my birthday?
Maybe she's been very busy lately.
She's been out of work for a month. She hasn't been doing anything.
That must be it. She's worried silly. Your mother has too much on her mind, that's all.
I don't think so. But thanks for trying to cheer me up. None of my friends except you have come over to wish me happy birthday.
Well, if you go, look out the front door. You will see something I think you'll like.
It's all the gang from school and Mom.
Right. We're taking you out to dinner for your birthday. Number 7. Happy birthday, Joyce. Happy birthday, Joyce. How does it feel to be 21? Just think, now you're completely legal. You can go anywhere, do anything, you're free.
You sound much happier about it than I am. I think being 21 brings more problems than anything else.
Cheer up. Don't be a stick in the mud. What problem could you possibly have on your 21st birthday?
My mother said that I was getting old. She also said that if I wanted to continue to live in this house, I must pay rent every month. That means I'll have to get a job.
Life is tough. Your mother expects you to work. How unreasonable can you get?
Danny, stop teasing me. She didn't even say happy birthday. I'm her only child. How could she forget my birthday?
Maybe she's been very busy lately.
She's been out of work for a month. She hasn't been doing anything.
That must be it. She's worried silly. Your mother has too much on her mind, that's all.
I don't think so. But thanks for trying to cheer me up. None of my friends except you have come over to wish me happy birthday.
Well, if you go look out the front door, you'll see something I think you'll like.
It's all the gang from school and Mom.
Right, we're taking you out to dinner for your birthday. Number 8. Going to a modern art exhibition. Sandra, Give me $3 for the modern art exhibit tickets.
Are you sure you want to go in there? I don't know anything about art. It's far too abstract for me.
Yeah? What the hell? We're here. Let's go in. Here's your ticket.
Okay, we're in. Now what?
Let's look at the sculpture. Here's an interesting one. It's called Imagination. It must be a very important piece, and probably reflects the deepest emotions of the artist.
It looks like a rectangular piece of concrete to me. I think it reflects the artist's financial situation. He probably didn't have enough money to buy a chisel, so he couldn't make anything out of this block of stone.
You're a real romantic, aren't you? Did you know that the highest forms of Japanese art are the ultimate in simplicity? They believe that to gaze upon works of simplicity will bring you into harmony with nature.
I'm at one with nature when I'm at the beach or lounging by the pool. A picnic in the park does more to bring me into harmony with nature than that concrete block. It's easy to see why the artist called it imagination. You need a lot of imagination to see anything in it.
Next time, I'll take you to a rock concert. Number 8. Going to a modern art exhibition. Sandra, give me $3 for the modern art exhibit tickets.
Are you sure you want to go in there? I don't know anything about art. It's far too abstract for me.
Yeah, what the hell? We're here. Let's go in. Here's your ticket.
Okay, we're in. Now what?
Let's look at the sculpture. Here's an interesting one. It's called Imagination. It must be a very important piece and probably reflects the deepest emotions of the artist.
It looks like a rectangular piece of concrete to me. I think it reflects the artist's financial situation. He probably didn't have enough money to buy a chisel, so he couldn't make anything out of this block of stone.
You're a real romantic, aren't you? Did you know that the highest forms of Japanese art are the ultimate in simplicity? They believe that to gaze upon works of simplicity will bring you into harmony with nature.
I'm at one with nature when I'm at the beach or lounging by the pool. A picnic in the park does more to bring me into harmony with nature than that concrete block. It's easy to see why the artist called it imagination. You need a lot of imagination to see anything in it.
Next time, I'll take you to a rock concert.